Now, back to Brian Bushlack's business briefing on FM News 101 KXL.
You know, it's hard to believe it's the end of August as we head into Labor Day weekend next weekend. A lot to talk about regarding the economy. We call on our economic expert, Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group and WFG National Title, locally based company here in Lake Oswego. Pat, thanks for joining us here on your Sunday afternoon. It's been a while since we've talked to you. And, you know, I found it interesting a couple weeks ago. I wanted to get you on to talk about the S&P downgrade. It's so ironic that the same firm that is downgrading the U.S. and Uncle Sam are the same folks who gave us those AAA ratings on all those mortgage-backed securities a few years ago that we ended up selling to the Chinese and everybody else. Do you find that kind of ironic, and what's your take on the whole downgrade?
Well, ironic is probably an understatement, Brian, and I think it's almost ludicrous. And I also found it somewhat petulant that the federal government is now investigating S&P.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the credibility of the rating agencies took a big hit during the subprime crisis, and candidly, their credibility hasn't recovered. This downgrade, I think, was probably ill-advised and unnecessary. I think they were trying to get ahead of the curve, but it's really suspect in light of how the market reacted to the downgrade. Here you have a company or a country that's credit has been downgraded, and it is considered the safe haven internationally for dollars, as witnessed by the amount of money that poured into U.S. Treasuries when the uncertainty arose.
Yeah.
So it's ironic. It was probably unnecessary, and it exacerbated a bad situation.
No question, and I agree with you 1,000% on that one. And we see a downgrade, and then stock market volatility, and where does the world put its money? Right into U.S. Treasuries, which they've just downgraded. I mean, that was the ultimate. I think the downgrade was basically overridden by investors, wasn't it?
It certainly was. I mean, and I think it also points out that, as I mentioned earlier, that the rating agencies have not recovered credibility. I think that Moody's and Fitch have both tried to go about it in a more rational way. I think S&P, again, tried to get ahead of the curve, probably to their own detriment.
Yeah, you know, I like to talk to you because you've got that crystal ball right there on your desk. And we talked about this during the break. This stock market volatility that's happened since, and we had some resolution in the debt ceiling. They got that figured out, as you said they would. Now the stock market, to say it's gyrating would probably be an understatement. What's going on here? What's driving this right now? And do you have any sense of when things might settle down, Pat?
Well, you know, Brian, if you back way up and take a macro view, there still is a lack of acceptance of the fact that we have mortgaged our future in every sense of the word. We've talked about it before on your program. You know, over $50 trillion worth of credit market debt. It is going to take a long time for the economy to recover. This is not a V-type recovery. This is not an economic expansion that typically follows a recession. And the investment community still hasn't accepted that. The general American population is having a hard time with it. And people don't know what to do because they think that there should be some sort of immediate answer or that somebody should have a policy or a program. And you see this banter going on in the political discussions. Well, you know, our philosophy versus your philosophy, this type of economic outlook versus that type of economic solution. And the reality is that the only thing that is going to correct the problem is time as we rebuild our balance sheets, both federally, corporately, personally, just in every manner. And the uncertainty, I think, was really heightened because of the gyrations in Washington, D.C. over the debt ceiling. Yeah, we got the debt ceiling raised, but we did it in a very messy in a very elegant manner.
Mm-hmm.
And it really shook people because the last bastion of certitude during the whole economic meltdown from 2008 until present has been the federal government and the ability to, you know, some people say print money, other people say, you know, provide physical stimulus, whatever, however you want to put it, whatever your philosophy is. The last bastion of certitude was that the federal government could do things. It could do things with great impact. And the debate over the deficit, raising the debt ceiling, the debate and the messy manner in which it was concluded shook people. I mean, I think it really shook people's confidence. And on top of everything else, it created an environment where people are saying, what next? What, you know, how do we react to this? And the stock market, the gyrations in the stock market, you're really starting to see the impact of computerized trading, of algorithms in the market. And I say that because anytime there is a trend, you know, the computers jump on it and move it to a greater degree than with the normal investor would. You, I think during August you've seen 7 days in which you've had moves of over 300 points, and that's just, that's absurd. And you're seeing computerized trading really take the average investor for a ride and create an environment in which uncertainty is amplified. So how long it goes, Brian, I don't know. I don't see any real meaningful change in our economic outlook for a couple of years. I see a lot of background noise from the politicians. I see a lot of uncertainty in the markets. And the average American probably is turning away from Wall Street. The average American has decided the government can't fix their problems. And the consumer is deleveraging. So I think as the consumer gets on more solid ground, you know, and if you have any marginal increase in or decrease in unemployment, things will get a little bit better. But we're going through a very interesting period of time.
Sunday afternoon here on FM News 101 KXL. This is Business Briefing. I'm Brian Bushlack, joined by our economic expert, Patrick Stone, the president and CEO of Williston Financial Group. And you mentioned something just a few moments ago, Pat, that I want to touch on, and it's the bifurcated economy and markets that we have. You said something very interesting that I've noted, is that the overall public is now finally becoming aware. You and I knew this a long time. I knew this 4 years ago. You knew it probably before I did, that this was going to be a long, drawn-out affair. And I think that you're right. This is really settling in with Joe Sixpack, that no politician, no business, no one person is going to be able to turn this thing around in, you know, in any short fashion. We're in for a long climb out of this. It could be 5 to 7, maybe 10 more years, right?
Yeah, you know, there's been some analogies drawn lately, and actually some very bright people pointed out the risk early on that the analogies being drawn now are that we are becoming much like Japan with their what they call the lost decade. And people who have analyzed the Japan situation, including Ben Bernanke, think a lot of the Japan problem came because the banks had a lot of bad debt that wasn't written off or written down when the bubble burst. And they basically were hoping that economic recovery would create wealth and correct the balance sheets, and they would never have to take the write-downs on the debt. We've done much the same thing. We've got a tremendous amount of bad debt. A lot of it, in our case, is mortgage debt. And so we are rebuilding our balance sheets very slowly, both on a personal and a federal level. And you see this really crystal clear in the European situation, where you have so much bad sovereign debt in some of the European countries, and you have European banks that probably in reality some of them should be shut down. I mean, it's not my place to say that, but gosh, you look at the amount of debt they're carrying. This debt is bad paper, and yet we don't seem to be allowing the market to correct itself. And we're hoping that somehow economic recovery will build the balance sheets and we won't have to take the pain. So we're well on the road to mirroring what happened in Japan. I think Europe is also. So this could go on for a decade. I certainly hope not. And I personally don't think it will, in part because we have a much more innovative society. And we have a tremendous amount of capital that can be deployed. Most of it's sitting idly at this point in time, but there is gas in the tank here.
That is good to hear. So there's a bit of good news out there, and more good news for our listeners. If you are underwater on your mortgage, and you haven't been able to refi, the Obama administration has a plan for you. We'll talk about that next with Patrick Stone as Business Briefing continues.